This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio. I'm Andrea Potru, participant of Talent Press at Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined today by director Pilar Paromero, director of former education from the Pack and Pitch program. Hello, Pilar. Thank you for joining us. My first question for you would is a bit related to your story, so I want you to pitch us as well, not only the producers and the industry. What can you tell us about your project?
Well, first of all, thank you for the interview. Formal Education, it's a long film, a feature film about, partly based on my own education, about this little girl, Celia, that she's being educated in a pattern that has to do a lot with the past of Spain, but in the present, in the 90s of Spain, when Spain was supposed to be a modern and secular state. So it's about this little girl being educated for a future that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. But regarding this future that you say that isn't actually, how should I put it, actual nowadays, do you find something useful in this kind of education? Is there something that you find also useful, or it's so outdated that...
No. Of course it has, I mean, it's not black or white for sure. Of course it was some parts that, and I'm talking about the script, not about my own experience, but what I want to portray in the film, it's also a good part of it, because of course, yeah, there were some values that doesn't exist nowadays, and I think they were also important. So it's not only a film about a bad education, it's more a film about to make the question, how should we educate? Is it really possible to educate properly? So it's not a criticism against one type of education. It's just a reflection about how that education used to be and how it should have been.
Regarding the participation in the Pack and Pitch program, what are your expectations after the program is ended?
Well, the first expectation was to do the pitch to finish, so this is accomplished. And now I hope that the project can have a more future in some other and similar projects that can give us the chance to keep developing the script and to create some kind of interest from part of the industry. And of course, the most difficult part, but the most important one, the financing, to find the budget to be able to make the film a reality.
Regarding your education, you also said before at the pitch that you have studied in Bellatar's film school. Does his filmmaking inspire you? How do you relate to it?
Yes, well, I came to Sarajevo, and to Film Factory because of Bellatar, because I was really admiring his films, and actually I was working, I was, I'm not really in the age of studying again, but when I heard that he was opening a school, and I read how the school was, I applied, because I thought it was amazing, it was like a dream come true. And I didn't expect I was going to be chosen, and when I got chosen, I had to make the decision if coming, and I did. And it was amazing, because it was really having the person you admire as a filmmaker, to have him as a mentor and as a friend. And I think thanks to him and thanks to his guidance, I become more confident about what I want to do and how I want to do it. And it's not, for me, it was not a matter of learning how to film, because this, as he says, cannot be taught. It was more about understanding why you want to be a filmmaker and what can you offer as a filmmaker.
Interesting. You mentioned some pop influences like Mariano Panivino and
Marcelino.
Panivino and these influences are quite different from your mentor. How do you plan to combine those two?
Well, I don't think this film... I mean, one thing is that I admire Bellatar, another thing is that I want to make films like Bellatar. I don't want to... I mean, even if I wanted to, there's just one Bellatar. So I think it's a different project in a lot of senses, in mood, in narrative, in everything. So, I mean, I think and I hope that whenever I have this film done, it doesn't have to relate to him, because I think he has his way of filming, and I have, I hope, mine. So I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if this is going to be related somehow to him or to his filmmaking or anything like this. I hope it doesn't, because it really doesn't have nothing to do.
Also, which is the approach you want for your subject? Will it be funny? Will it be very serious type of movie regarding this issue of Catholic education?
No, I don't want it to be a drama. No, I think for me, as I see it right now, for me it's a very contemplative film that is following the routine of this girl and her life. I mean, I say contemplative, but it doesn't, for me, doesn't mean it will be boring. It's not. I don't think it will be boring, because sometimes it's very easy to make the connection between contemplation and boredness, and I don't think it should be like this. And I hope that in this telling her story, there are some moments that, of course, they are funny. I mean, but funny in the sense of strange, of bizarre, you know, because it was really like this in my times. This thing I was explaining in the pitch, that we wanted to be saints, but at the same time we wanted to be the mama chichos, you know, this almost naked woman on the TV. And I think this creates a lot of confusion in a kid, and having that very different type of messages. And I want to talk exactly about this, and I think this situation is comic, is dramatic, but it's comic at the same time.
Thank you for talking about your project. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.